Podcast Radio.
Welcome to OFC Podcast Radio, where every beat, every word, and every laugh is a celebration of our journey. Join Gina the Great, your joy curator, Farrah Hammond Freeman, the head honcho, and me, Queen Kaya, your soul sister. Stay tuned for a dose of melanated excellence right here on OFC Podcast Radio. But before we do anything else, we're going to bless our show and the kings and queens listening.
Blessed, melanated, rising, my people. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I am grateful to our ancestors. One, for being present here with us. Two, for creating this amazing opportunity for us to be able to be here to educate, entertain, inspire, uplift, but most importantly, as we empower the people. And I just ask that the spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, wealth, and peace bless each and every one of our members, every single person, not just our members, but every single person out there who is tuned in, dialed in, who is listening to us online, on the airs. Just continue to bless each and every one of them as I toss it up. Hotep, amen, ashe, ayibobo. You know, I think it's extremely fitting that I conclude our blessings with the ayibobo. Now, all right, when I think and when I say ayibobo, my Haitian brothers and sisters come to mind, the Haitian and diaspora comes to mind. But the reason I say it's fitting is because work has brought me to the amazing island of St. Lucia. So I am here. It happened very impromptu, but I'm glad to be able to be here. It is Creole Fest right now out in St. Lucia, and I am here supporting some members of the community who are doing some work in terms of bridging the gaps across the Caribbean. And it is awesome because this whole thing with Creole, I don't know if you guys are aware, but they speak Creole in Trinidad. They speak Creole in St. Lucia. Obviously, they speak Creole in Haiti. Now, don't get me wrong, they're all different dialects of Creole. But the point that I'm making here is that it's somewhat of a unifying language. And I've said it once, I'm saying it again. Those from the English-speaking Caribbean, especially in Montreal, Quebec, I think it would be super dope if we were to rally together and start to ensure that our children, yes, the English-speaking, the descendants of the English-speaking Caribbean, learn how to speak Creole. And, you know, like, obviously there's different dialects. So because the fact that we're in Montreal and there's a lot of brothers and sisters from the Haitian diaspora, I would vote or opt for the Creole that is spoken in Haiti. But hey, it's up for discussion. But the point is, I say we make the effort, basket. L'union fait la force. So, all right. So guys, as you can hear, Gina the Great is not able to join for the top of the show, but she did bless us with her segment, so we will be able to dive in with Ungrind My Gears with Gina the Great. And as you guys already know, Queen Kaya is traveling the world, so we send her love and guidance and strength wherever she is right now. We're going to have a hot show today. We're discussing a topic that, now, I want to use my words correctly. I intend that the words of my mouth be not of myself, but let them be guided by my spirit, so that each and every person that hears the words that's coming out of my mouth, they understand what I'm saying and the importance of what I'm saying. Guys, so as you know, at the beginning of October, a couple of weeks ago, we're talking October 8th. A boy is severely burned after a stranger throws boiling water on him. Yeah, I paused on purpose just to let that marinate for a second. Now, in what world is it okay to pour boiling hot water on anybody, far less a child? Now, in what world is that acceptable? Is that okay? Is that not gut-wrenching, disgusting, that should evoke some kind of spontaneous reaction from the community, from the city, from officials? No, that's not what actually happened here. So in Montreal, this maniac crazy woman on the South Shore pours scalding hot water on a child, is arrested, and then released to the public. Yeah, with a promise to appear. Now, if that's not enough for Rodney King riot style behavior, I'm sorry. And I could be going extreme. I'm sorry, but I have children. And as you guys know, I founded an entire organization based on doing stuff for these babies. So when I hear a direct attack against mon client cible here, like my demographic, the people I'm working for, obviously I'm gonna take it to heart. And I'm gonna be honest and saying that when I first heard about it, my first reaction wasn't even to be angry. My first reaction was disappointment. I was disappointed in the fact that we're here still, that these things are still happening. You guys know that there was another baby a couple of months ago that was burnt severely as well. Eh? You guys know that happened, right? You guys know that. So this is not the first time. So that, and matter of fact, there's all kind of, anyways, I'm gonna digress. I'm going down the rabbit hole of all the atrocities that has happened to our children, to women, to like the medical system doing all kind of craziness, the legal system, the educational system. They're like, we're watching clips of police brutality, like as if George Floyd never happened. They're choking people, slamming kids down on the ground, doing all like choking youths out to the point that they're begging for air. Like these things are happening in Montreal right now. So yeah, I wasn't angry at first. At first, I wasn't angry. I was pretty disappointed. I got it. If I'm gonna be honest, I was kind of bummed. I was like, you know what? Again, still. And why? Because let's say maybe right before George Floyd, we were dealing with an issue with the racism, obviously, police brutality, and myself and a collective of individuals were advocating for the creation of a community watch, a way that we can be like first responders for our own selves. Now, in this particular circumstance, that wouldn't have stopped the situation. But I just feel that right now, what it would have done, we would be more vigilant as a community already. Like, it's our responsibility to take care of our children, to educate them differently. It's our responsibility to ensure that people know that these kids have or belong somewhere, are part of something. I hate to compare it like this, but what do you really like? Let's be really honest here, real honest, frank, and almost uncomfortable. If it was a little white child that got burnt by hot water, a little Jewish child, a little Chinese child that got scolded. Guys, let's be 100%. The response would have been completely different because everybody know there are certain responses that come from the people when these type of things happen. The Jewish community, yo, that woman, like, come on, guys. You know what I mean? I'm stuttering because, like, you guys already know it wouldn't happen. That Chinese, if it was a Chinese community, we probably never would have heard about it because we wouldn't even heard about that woman ever again. Like, I'm sorry. And that's just because they do not romp, they do not play. And yo, like, and this is no offense to my Chinese brothers and sisters. I please don't take it in any kind of way, but praise and upliftment because you guys know how to take care of your own. All right. So my point is, if we would have mobilized years ago and started to do more community watch things, started to do more things that involve to make sure that the community knows that, yo, you can't mess with these youths, that you can't mess with the Black community, because when you do, there's a dread response that happens. Like, for some reason, our melanin dominant brothers and sisters out here are no longer playing with us. And when we mess with their children, they strike back super hard. They're hitting us legally, they're hitting us, shoot, financially, they're hitting us like, yo, I don't even know. They might be hitting us physically as well. I don't, you understand what I'm saying? So the point, what I'm trying to make is that as a people, we have a responsibility to ourselves to mobilize, to stand up and defend ourselves. The interview I'm going to have today is with the Queen Anastasia Marceline. It's going to be majority in French. I am going to translate for you guys, as you guys already know. She is leading the march this coming Saturday, where we're going to be protesting and dis and letting people know, creating awareness about what is happening, and we're demanding things change within the city. We're demanding that as a city that there's more protection for our youth, and we're gonna make it more tangible. We want more consequences to actions. We want people to understand that there's severe repercussions when anything happens to members of the Black community. There has to be a certain precedent set. I'm excited for today's interview. There's tons of other things that has happened throughout this week that I'm going to be sharing with you guys throughout the course of the show. But I just want to set the tone properly as we now getting ready to take a pause for the cause. And when I after the interview with Anastasia, I'll jump back in with a couple other quick, cool updates and other things I've been doing. But the tone of the show, where we're going, what's happening, and how we're starting it off, I don't want to digress. I don't want to come with you guys with bubblegum and flowers, because obviously there's things in my life that are bubblegum and flowers. I'm not gonna front, but this particular situation is not one to be taken lightly. So I want to dive right into our interview. We'll take a quick pause for the cause, and then we'll be back with the Queen Anastasia Marcelin. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for participating in the OFC Podcast Radio. Let's take a quick positive cause, just to shout out our homegirls, Kemba and Andrea from Keen Real Estate Group. Whenever you're thinking real estate, whenever you're thinking investments, whenever you're thinking about planning for the long term, think Keen Real Estate Group. They're generating wealth for generations. KeenGroup.ca. If your goal is to purchase a car and to make the process as simple as possible, just get a car broker, guys. You just get a car broker. Big shout out to our homeboy, Hamsdale Jacques, the owner of HJCourtierAuto.com. That's HJCourtierAuto.com. If you're a small to medium-sized business and you're getting started and you're ready to go to that next level, what do you need? You need a phone line and you need a website. Think mainstream Digicom. They got all your telecommunication needs checked. MainstreamDigicom.com. You're trying to get out on the web. You're trying to understand how to navigate through ads. Check out Java Logics for all your marketing, your digital marketing. Where would we be without Preston? I don't even know. Check out Java Logics. I give thanks to Preston for what he's done for the OFC. The amount of positive reviews we've gotten from all his referrals, we're proud to stand behind his work. Check out JavaLogics.com. No, it's not just because he's my brother. It's because you can't talk hip-hop in Montreal without saying M-City Solo. Guys, check out his latest project, In My Feels, available on mcitysolo.com. If it's not one of the hardest new EPs to hit Montreal, come and let me know. You already know. It's your boy, Farrow, bigging up mcitysolo.com. Keeping the culture alive. I gotta give thanks to West Can Folk Performing Company. For the last 40 years plus, they've been promoting our culture through song, drum, and dance, educating youth, the children, the seniors. Just check them out, westcanfolk.com.
Girl, what are you cooking?
My curry chicken.
Ooh, you're burning it.
Oh, gosh, it looks so...
It's okay, girl. You need the Curry House. They have the best Caribbean food in town. Two locations in Montreal, West Island and Côte-des-Neiges. For more information, follow Caribbean Curry House MTL. Don't forget to mention the Empower Hour for your 10% discount.
So, who placed in the order?
Me.
DeVito, WizKid, Burna Boy. Those are just some of the big names that's blessed Montreal thanks to Afrobeats Montreal. Definitely check out Afrobeats MTL for all concerts, show listings, everything that has to do with Afrobeats in the city. Check out Afrobeats MTL. One full circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub and Network. What does that mean? We're here for each other.
Parlay with the people.
All right, beautiful people. So like I had said at the top of the show, I'm interviewing the Queen Anastasia Marcelin. Yes, round of applause, because she is one of the advocates in the community She is fearless when it comes to speaking up on behalf of the people. She's unapologetic when it comes to representing and defending the rights of people of African, let's just say of the melanin dominant diaspora. So we're talking African, Haitian, Caribbean, English, and French. Well, I guess that's encompassing Haitian, but you guys know what I mean. She is our advocate. I am proud to have her as a member of our OSU community. I'm proud to see her as the lead of La Ligue des Nouvelles Générations, as well as a bunch of other things. Now, as you guys already know, this interview is going to be predominantly in French, but I will translate as needed. Please, guys, join me in welcoming the one and only Anastasia Marcelin. Bienvenue sur à notre émission de OFC Podcast Radio et de partager le temps avec moi sur mon segment qui s'appelle Parley with the People. Bienvenue, sœur.
Bonjour, bonsoir, FAO, merci pour l'invitation.
Ah, ça.
et c'est toujours un plaisir de travailler avec toi pour de vrai. Comme je le dis souvent, moi, la personne que je travaille dans la communauté, c'est FAO. FAO, c'est l'anglophone. Moi, je suis francophone.
C'est ça, on fait le pont. On est là pour faire le pont. Et,
C'est
on,
ça,
et,
tout
on, et
à fait.
ensemble, on peut faire de la magie. Et comme beaucoup de gens savent déjà, quand c'était le temps pour George Floyd, on a fait de la magie. C'était quoi, presque 150 000 personnes qui s'est déplacées. Ça, c'est de la magie. Ça, c'est la force. Comme on dit, la l'union fait la force. Quand les anglophones et les francophones se réunissent ensemble pour faire de quoi? C'est fort.
C'est fort, c'est fort.
Hey, just, attends, vite, vite. So, guys, just so you guys, I'm not going to do just the whole interview, guys, but just so you know, Anastasia and I, we worked together for bringing the George Floyd March. We mobilized about 150,000 people. So she's just talking about how awesome it is to be able to bridge between the English and the French community. Vas-y, sir.
Bon, voilà, ben, je vais m'introduire. Mon nom, c'est Anastasia Marcelin. Je suis plus francophone qu'anglophone, comme vous pouvez le voir. Et je travaille dans la communauté noire, la communauté multiculturelle. Je lutte contre tout ce qui est injustice sociale, surtout avec les jeunes. Je suis plus travaillante sur le terrain. J'aime beaucoup le terrain. Je veux savoir qu'est-ce qui se passe, comment on traite nos jeunes, qu'est-ce qui arrive avec nos jeunes. Et fait que je travaille vraiment sur ce front-là. Je sais pas si tu vas traduire ce côté-là, Faro,
You
je
know what?
t'attends.
C'est sûr. So definitely, guys. So just quick background, as you guys know. So Anastasia is she works within the community. She works for our youth in terms of advocating to ensure what is going on is just and is fair for our youth and the generation coming up. So she's been advocating for us for a long time, and so that is what she does more full time. Merci ça.
Fait
Yeah.
que
Fait première, attends, et pardon de t'avoir coupé, et juste pour dire, on va, je peux pas te traduire toute la conversation à cause que on va rentrer dans le quoi qui va être un peu spicy maintenant, et je pourrais pas, ça va pas faire justice si chaque fois il faut que je pose et je traduis. Fait et on va rentrer un peu dans le jus, we'll get into it, et on va voir où l'esprit nous amène. Mais je pense que c'est important que, comment des choses, avant qu'on rentre dans, le sujet qui nous amène ici maintenant, il faut premièrement parler un peu de qu'est-ce qui s'est passé dans le passé, ou des choses que toi, il faut là que tu t'impliques en termes des injustices qui se passaient déjà. Peut-être que tu peux juste un peu parler de qu'est-ce que toi, tu as vu dans le terrain déjà.
OK. Moi, je suis devenue militante, c'est parce que j'ai un de mes frères et qui se faisait tout le temps intimider par la police à Montréal-Nord. Et mon frère, il sortait, il traversait la rue, la police l'arrêtait. C'était devenu tellement une obsession, ils lui ont donné des surnoms. C'était vraiment du n'importe quoi. Puis, arrivé un moment donné, ils ont voulu retourner mon frère en Haïti. Et je savais que si mon frère allait rentrer en Haïti, on allait le tuer parce qu'à cette époque, quand il y avait quelqu'un qui sortait de l'étranger, qu'on retournait en Haïti, la vie de cette personne était en danger. Fait que c'est là que j'ai commencé à comprendre. J'ai dit, you know what? Il faut que je me bats. Il faut que je me bats pour nos hommes. C'est pour ça que je suis plus militante pour les hommes que pour les femmes. Je sais que beaucoup de femmes n'aiment pas ça, mais je milite
Mais
vraiment plus pour les hommes que pour les femmes.
il faut le dire, though, mais parce que c'est et encore, no one come for me, mais les injustices, on voit plus d'injustices sur les hommes que sur les femmes. C'est sûr qu'on voit, on ne va pas dire que ça n'existe pas, parce que c'est sûr que ça existe. Mais je pense que tout le monde peut, et on est d'accord qu'on le voit beaucoup dans le, pour les hommes, c'est comme ils attaquent nos hommes.
Nos hommes, ils commencent vraiment à les attaquer depuis qu'ils ont 6 ans, 7 ans. C'est pour ça que j'ai dit travaille sur le terrain, parce que j'ai l'habitude de voir quand des petits jeunes ont 6 ans, 7 ans, ils sont livrés à eux-mêmes quand les parents sont au travail, puis eux, ils sortent comme genre, ils sortent de l'école pour rentrer chez eux. Et souvent, ils se font suivre par des gangs de rue, par tout le monde. La police, parfois, donne des tickets à nos fils qui ont 12 ans. Comme genre, tu sais, parfois, l'enfant, c'est pas là, comme il jette le ticket, puis quand il a 18 ans, ça vient le rattraper. Tu comprends ce que je veux dire? Fait que c'est tough parce que souvent, les gens, ils en parlent pas de ça. Nos hommes sont boycottés depuis qu'ils sont en primaire, que ce soit par des professeurs, que ce soit par la police, que ce soit dehors par des gangs de rue, comme ils sont des cibles faciles. Fait, moi, c'est.
Et c'est dommage, pardon d'avoir coupé ça, mais c'est dommage, c'est à cause que c'est comme, ils sont en, comment dire en anglais, c'est-à-dire indisposable. C'est comme personne, c'est comme, tout le monde s'en fout de qu'est-ce qui se passe aux jeunes noirs.
Voilà.
Les autres noirs les attaquent, les blancs les attaquent, tout le monde, parce que c'est comme à la fin de la journée, tout le monde s'en fout qu'est-ce qui se passe.
C'est ça.
C'est
Mais
ça.
ça va plus loin, Fao. Ça va même rentrer dans les relations tout couple. Que souvent, tu vois un homme qui est dans une relation couple qui devient toxique, c'est parce que ce gars, il porte un bagage avec lui. Il porte un bagage qui commence depuis à l'école, depuis du primaire jusqu'au secondaire. Et certaines femmes n'ont pas de patience pour ça et ne comprennent pas cette réalité. Et c'est pour ça que si tu te rappelles, j'avais été à la mairie de Montréal, j'ai crié à la mairie, vous traumatisez nos hommes. Vous détruisez nos hommes parce que quand vous détruisez nos hommes, vous détruisez plusieurs générations d'hommes. C'est, vous ne détruisez pas un seul homme, vous détruisez leur progéniture. Malheureusement, la réalité est là. Beaucoup de personnes ne comprennent pas cette réalité. Je rends gloire aux ancêtres que j'ai pu comprendre cette réalité, que je me suis dit, il faut qu'il y ait des femmes qui défendent nos hommes. Et moi, je suis cette
Merci,
femme-là.
merci pour ça, sir. Clap, 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 clap. Et je vais te cacher cette partie parce que je trouve que c'est important. So, guys, for those who might not have been able to catch all of that, what Queen was saying is that, one, she advocates a lot for men because young boys are traumatized from all the ages of 6 and 7 from police, not just from police, they're pursued by gangs, they're pursued by the police, they're pursued, they are attacked regularly. And unfortunately, at the end of the day, it's like nobody cares. And they are the disposable generation, or not generation, just class of people, right? So, and because of that, what it goes even beyond that, because I do remember, and what Anastasia was referencing is that there was a time she went to City Hall. And she's screaming at the top of her lungs. Props to her for doing a damn thing. But she's out there screaming at the top of her lungs. And because of the fact that the police brutality is traumatizing our boys, traumatizing our youth, traumatizing young men, and it's destroying an entire generation because now these men are broken and they cannot be proper providers, they can't be proper boyfriends, they can't be pro like because of the fact that they're psychologically damaged. So what the like it's if you ask me, and now obviously I'm going on my own little tangent, she didn't say this, but it is a part of their design. C'est comme si il fait comme il faut, il fait exprès pour décalibrer the community. So to me, in my opinion, it's as if it's like the whole system is working to destabilize the community by basically traumatizing our boys, arresting them as much as they can, and leaving the women to kind of fend for themselves. But then the catch 22 is our poor queens don't even know for the most part how to deal with these broken men. Right, so now you have all these broken men trying to build these relationships. These queens don't have the patience or the time, so they're like, "Bunny, I will take care of myself and do my own damn thing." And it's destroying our community and destroying the relationships that we have. All right, so parfait. J'ai fait mon, j'ai fait une question. Good. So, on continue. Mais non, mais encore. Mais qu'est-ce qui se passe? C'est toute la réalité. On continue.
Mais c'est notre réalité, malheureusement, que on veut nous faire comprendre que ce sont nos hommes qui sont pas bons, que ce sont les femmes qui ont des enfants et qui sont mères monoparentales. Mais pour que les femmes soient mères monoparentales à ce moment-là, c'est parce qu'il y a un travail qui a été fait. Il y a une, comme genre, une dégénération qui a été faite. Et ceci dit, c'est nos hommes qui sont les cibles. C'est à nous, les femmes, de protéger nos hommes. Je vais vous donner un exemple. Admettons, une femme rentre dans une place, elle défend un homme, elle ne va pas se faire arrêter. Ils vont dire la femme noire fait du bruit, mais ils ne vont pas l'arrêter parce qu'elle défend un homme. Tandis qu'un homme qui défend une femme, on va l'arrêter.
Wow. Okay. Well, I gotta translate that. So, guys, so what Cedra is saying, which is powerful, she's like, one of the things we don't realize, and women aren't using their power to do, is when a woman stands up to defend a man, it's very rare that you'll see like they're being arrested or they're being brutalized in any kind of way. But watch a man try to either one defend another man or defend a woman. They're arresting that dude. They're brutalizing that dude. Right. So it is almost like a secret weapon that women can use to be able to stand up. And, you know, to advocate on behalf of the brothers and the injustices that are happening.
Dès qu'on comprend le système, on doit se battre pour nos fils, on doit se battre pour nos frères, on doit se battre pour nos hommes, on doit se battre pour nos cousins, nos cousines, nos pères. C'est à nous ce mandat-là. La femme noire a toujours été, comment dirais-je, y a un mot, oui, pour ça, pas pourvoyeur parce que c'est l'homme qui nous pourvoit, mais la femme noire a toujours été celle qui éduque, qui est là pour l'homme, qui prend ses responsabilités. Ça c'est le travail de l'homme et de la femme. L'homme est là pour amener la nourriture, mais la femme est là pour protéger, pour donner à manger, pour prendre soin. Et c'est à nous de prendre soin de la santé mentale de nos hommes. Eux aussi, ils doivent faire leur part, mais vu qu'on parle du travail de la femme envers les hommes, c'est pour ça que je parle de ça, mais nous aussi, nos hommes, ils doivent nous protéger. Fait que souvent, nos hommes nous délaissent, mais nous aussi, ils doivent nous protéger. Mais là, on parle vraiment du travail de la femme envers l'homme noir parce que c'est ils sont les cibles de l'Occident.
OK, je comprends. Ouais. Ça, c'est fort que tu dis. Juste pour traduire vite, so guys, and again, what the queen is just saying is that there is a responsibility that we have one to each other, but one, women have a responsibility. According to what Anastasia is saying, women have a responsibility. Women has always been recognized and seen as the, not necessarily the head of the household, but the women are like the matriarchs of the house. So basically, like, so yes, the husband goes and provides, they bring back the food, but it is the woman's responsibility to cook it and to provide, to nurture and to take care of the mental health of the, obviously, and there's a lot of responsibility on the Black woman. But if you ask me, the Black woman is God. So for sure, the Black woman could take it. It's not for nothing that all humanity, all creation came from the Black woman, because the Black woman can take it. It is our responsibility as men to be there, to be that support, to be there, to be as strong backbone, to give them that extra nudge. But right now, again, like Anastasia is saying, we are talking about the injustices and the direct attack that is happening towards Black men. And so that's why we are referencing the value of having strong women that could stand up to support and fight against what's happening in terms of atrocities. OK, so fait, maintenant, fait, on parle de, maintenant, on sait qu'il y a la situation qui s'est passée avec, avec le jeune au début de ce mois. Mais avant même qu'on parle de cette situation, si tu peux juste juste parler un peu de l'autre situation qui s'est passée, ça fait un peu quelques mois avant cela, avec le petit bébé qui était brûlé aussi.
Il y a quelques mois de cela, ça fait 3 mois, je crois, une petite fille a été à la garderie, sa mère l'a déposée et dans l'après-midi, sa mère a été chercher. Sa mère a vu qu'elle pleurait et sa mère a demandé, mais qu'est-ce qui se passe? Ils lui ont dit, oh, ben là, c'est parce qu'elle a eu de la diarrhée, on a mis de la crème parce qu'elle avait plein de crème dans ses fesses. Sa mère a dit, c'est bizarre. Là, quand sa mère a dit, ben, je veux voir, là, ils ont dit, non, 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 elle a rien. Quand la mère est arrivée à la maison, la mère a vu que ses fesses étaient complètement brûlées. Elle a couru pour aller à la garderie à Sainte-Justine avec elle. Et puis, quand elle est arrivée à Sainte-Justine, l'enfant a été brûlé deuxième degré.
Okay, so guys, I'm not sure if you guys had heard about this story, but so there was a little child that went to daycare. Her mother dropped her off, a little girl dropped her off at daycare. When her mother goes back to pick her up, they're telling the mother, oh, the child had diarrhea, and when they cleaned her up, they had to put a lot of cream on her backside, but she's fine. But the mom found that the child was just making a lot of noise. She went home. When she checked, the child had burns. She goes to the St. Justin Hospital. She had second-degree burns all over her backside. Okay, continue.
Fait que quand ils ont cherché, les vêtements sur l'enfant n'étaient pas brûlés. Ça veut dire qu'on a soit bouillir de l'eau. Quand j'ai été voir, parce que c'est dans une garderie arabe, j'ai été voir une femme arabe, je lui ai expliqué qu'est-ce qui s'est passé. Elle m'a dit, montre-moi la photo. Quand je lui ai montré la photo, elle a dit, on a un petit réchaud pour faire du café. Je crois que c'est sur ça qu'on a mis l'enfant assis, parce que quand on regarde la marque, ça a la même forme. Ça veut dire qu'on a yes, ça veut dire qu'on a mis l'enfant assis sur quelque chose pour le brûler. On a enlevé ses linges, sa culotte, on a enlevé son pantalon, on l'a brûlé intentionnellement.
Yes, Kita.
C'est ça.
So all to say, guys, I'm going to tell you guys to go look up that story. But basically, all to say, and according to Anastasia, so she did connect with somebody who did say it did seem as if the child was burned intentionally. But question, qu'est-ce qui t'est arrivé? Est-ce que il y avait des charges? Est-ce que y a quelqu'un était
Non,
coupable?
j'ai tout de suite, quand la mère m'a appelé, j'ai dit, voilà ce que tu vas faire. Parce que moi, je sais quand je vais parler pour qu'ils ne viennent pas m'accuser pour dire qu'on n'a pas fait les démarches. J'ai dit, premièrement, va dans la police, va déposer une plainte tout de suite. La mère a fait ça. J'ai fait appeler le ministère de la Famille. J'ai fait appeler la DPJ. J'ai fait appeler tout le monde. Jusqu'à date, ils n'ont rien fait encore. Ils essayent
Wow!
de bafouer l'histoire, de
Tu
faire
vois?
oublier l'histoire.
Ok, tu vois, et maintenant encore, on utilise. Fait, voilà,
Mais c'est ça que
on
j'avais
va.
annoncé.
Mais on
FAO, je
utilise.
l'avais annoncé. J'avais dit, vous ne faites rien pour cet enfant-là. Bientôt, il y en aura pire. Et après ça, c'est la mort que nous allons avoir. Exactement, quelques mois plus tard, ils ont brûlé un autre enfant. Bientôt, ils
Ok.
vont tuer un autre. C'est tout.
Guys. Wait, guys, I'm not sure. You see, what she just said gave me goosebumps because, first of all, understand that this child was severely burnt and nothing happened. As a people, we didn't do not a damn thing. As the system did not a damn thing. This child was severely burnt and no one did nothing. So, what Anastasia just said is watch. If we do nothing now, the worst is going to happen and it's going to end with somebody dying. So what just happened now, 3 months later, this child is scalded with hot water from a balcony, burnt, third degrees on the child's face and his shoulder and his chest. Like, so the child's face is permanently disfigured. Like, next, we're gonna hear about a child that was burnt by hot, by in some kind of thing. And then what? Okay, so, maintenant, Anastasia, de ton avis, première des choses. Qu'est-ce qu'on devrait faire de ton avis personnel, de ton vibe? Qu'est-ce qu'on a besoin de mettre en place pour faire des changements? Qu'est-ce que toi, qu'est-ce que tu vises? Qu'est-ce qui serait un monde idéal pour toi?
Moi, je vais vous dire quelque chose. Premièrement, il y a beaucoup de monde qui disent que les marches ne servent à rien. C'est pas vrai. Je vais vous dire quelque chose. Quand vous ne faites rien, vous donnez le pouvoir à l'autre de prendre des décisions pour vous. Quand vous ne
Raison.
dites rien, vous dites à l'autre, je suis incapable de parler. Si toi, tu as une solution, amène ta solution. Nous, on va te suivre. C'est ce que vous faites, vous, la plupart de vous dans la communauté noire. Ce qui se passe chez l'autre, ça ne m'intéresse pas. Je vais vous dire quelque chose. Quand un blanc ou un arabe, parce qu'on va pas se mentir, les arabes nous font beaucoup de tort aussi. Quand ils nous font quelque chose, voilà ce qui se passe. Quand vous ne dites rien, vous leur donnez le pouvoir de faire encore pire. Vous leur donnez le
God.
pouvoir de dire que nous ne pouvons pas prendre des décisions, nous ne pouvons rien faire dans la communauté. Eux, ils ont ce pouvoir de nous diriger, de faire n'importe quoi pour nous. Si vous
Attends.
regardez depuis quelque temps, il y a un montée de racisme au Québec. Peut-être que vous ne le voyez pas, mais c'est là.
Et ça
Et
devient
ça
pire.
commence, vu qu'on est dans l'année et lumière, l'année où ce que tout s'éclaircit, fait il y a beaucoup de choses qui se font.
Oui,
Voilà.
hold on, attends, ça. Oui, attends. So, first of all, guys, so first, what our sister started with is the fact that some people say marches don't serve a purpose, but she is here to explain that they do, because what it does is at least shows the people that we are not okay with the situation. We are letting our voices be heard. We are taking the time to mobilize. We're showing people that we are not okay with what is happening, because when we don't do anything, And what she made sure to make a point of is that it's not just white people that is oppressing black people. What she's sharing is that white people and the Arabic community are oppressing black people. And what is happening is that when we do not step up and say anything, it's like we're letting them know that, yeah, no one cares. And worse yet, it's going to happen because we've already shown them that nobody is going to stand up for them, for us. No one's going to come to our defense. So worse is happening. And if we actually take a step back and look, she's right. Things are getting worse and worse. Like, if we don't stop and push back, things are only going to be worse. And right now, we're in an era where it is a new day. It's a time of revelation. It's a time where everything done in darkness is coming to light. So we're going to start clearly seeing the atrocities that have been happening to our community. But what are you going to do about it? That is the time. Now is the time for us to take these kind of steps and these kind of stands.
Hey, yo, what's up? This is Usher chilling on CKUT 90.3 FM, baby. Out.
Pardon, all right, dive in.
Et l'affaire, je vais vous donner un exemple. Pharo, lui, il aime les papiers. Pharo travaille sur les papiers. Anastasia n'aime pas les papiers. Anastasia aime être sur le terrain, défoncer, faire du bruit. Comme le travail de Pharo n'est pas plus important que le travail d'Anastasia. Le travail d'Anastasia n'est pas plus important que le travail de Pharo. Parce qu'ils ont chacun leur force et leur faiblesse. La force de Pharo, c'est la faiblesse d'Anastasia. La faiblesse d'Anastasia, c'est la force de Pharo. C'est ça, c'est comme ça qu'on doit comprendre les affaires de la communauté.
C'est ça.
Moi, je fais quelque chose, toi, tu ne peux pas le faire, mais l'autre fait quelque chose d'autre, je dois le respecter. On respecte le travail de l'un de l'autre. Moi, j'ai toujours respecté le travail de Pharo et je crois que Pharo a toujours respecté mon travail aussi parce qu'à chaque fois que je me tourne vers lui, il dit, j'embarque. Il sait, ça, c'est important de comprendre ça dans la communauté. Quand tu comprends ce genre de choses dans la communauté, notre travail devient super efficace. Je vais vous donner l'exemple. Moi,
Oui, attends, 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 avant l'exemple, attends, oublie pas l'exemple, oublie pas l'exemple, c'est ce qu'on dit, c'est chaud ça, c'est chaud, ok, so let's go, so qu'est-ce qu'elle expliquait, so what, tu vois, je suis en train de l'expliquer en français, so what she is explaining is that one, how important it is to understand the roles that we play within the community, so she's saying that, so from the beginning, at a decision I've been working very closely together, her and I have different strengths. I am a paperwork kind of person. I'm the coordinator. I'll pull all the pieces together. I'll make sure it goes off without a hitch. Easy breezy. She is a what we call en France style. She is going to be on the front line. She's going to be loud. She's going to make things uncomfortable. That's what she does. I don't have that. She does. She doesn't have the strength that I do. I have that. And together we complement each other. And what she's saying, how important it is for us to respect that within community. Because what the problem is that we're not respecting each other's roles. And so each, like we're all talking bad about each other, but each person plays a different role within community. So if we could respect that, we could do so much together because we will strengthen each other. Everybody will do their small part, and their small part would impact the whole. Professor, then l'exemple.
L'exemple, c'est moi, dès que j'arrive dans une marche, que ce soit marche de blanc, que ce soit marche de noir, tout d'un coup, je vois qu'on me donne le microphone parce que c'est ma force.
No, okay, no, let me say that. Because no, it's true. Anastasia, she will show up at different people's marches. They'll show up to support different causes. And for some reason, they give her the microphone. She gets the bullhorn. She gets the mic. It's because that's the energy that she carries. She carries an energy that she can open her mouth and move a crowd and get people to do things and feel things. That is all. But,
Safao, est-ce que tu sais que j'ai été à la marche du parti gauche, l'extrême droite, l'extrême droite? Ils m'ont donné le micro contre l'ego. L'extrême droite qui m'attaque tout le temps sur les réseaux là. Quand je suis arrivée, ils m'ont donné le micro pour diriger la manifestation.
Hold on, I have to tell this joke because, guys, so first of all, Anastasia is attacked online actually pretty often because of how she is and what she talks about. So there's the what we call the right party. She went to one of their marches, and th this collective actually does attack her pretty often online because of some of the things that she says. But when she showed up at the march, they gave her the microphone to speak because they were talking against Legault, so they gave her the microphone to speak. So just to tell you guys the power that she carries, because when she shows up, even her enemies are like, you know what? gonna be friends today because you're coming and you're bringing the energy and you're talking that
C'est
too.
ça là.
C'est ça qui se passe.
C'est vraiment ça parce que c'est ma force. Il faut reconnaître la force de l'un et de l'autre. J'ai pas besoin de microphone pour parler. Dès que j'arrive, j'ai une grosse voix parce que les ancêtres m'ont fait comme ça. Dieu m'a fait comme ça. Ça, c'était ma mission. Ma mission, j'ai pas besoin des choses surnaturelles pour pouvoir le faire. C'est quelque chose de naturel. C'est pour ça que les gens me disent que je crie, je comprends pas parce que c'est naturel ce que j'ai chez moi. C'est pas quelque chose que j'invente.
Preach it, sister. Preach it. Okay, no, I have to say this too. Okay, look. All right. So, because what she's saying is that she doesn't need a microphone to make a noise or to make a statement. She doesn't need a bullhorn because what she's walking with is the power that her ancestors gave her. She's talking with the power that's coming from her spirit. So this is why she came, and she's aware that's why she came to the planet. She came to be that voice. She came to be that advocate. So she's just doing what comes natural to her. So when people are like, yo, you are talking loud and you're doing this, she is literally just talking, doing what comes natural to her. She's doing what she's called to do. And we thank you, sister. And si les gens te disent pas assez, moi je te dis maintenant, sur la radio, sur les émissions, qu'on t'apprécie. On apprécie
Merci.
l'effort que tu fais. On apprécie qu'est-ce que tu fais pour la communauté. On est là pour te soutenir. On sait que c'est pas facile. C'est un travail d'amour qu'il faut que les gens investissent dans ça. Fait qu'on t'apprécie parce que tu as un amour pour la communauté que même moi, je me demande des fois parce que la communauté nous donne pas l'amour. They don't give us
Oh,
the same.
c'est
They
pour ça que je t'ai dit, Fao,
don't give
pour
us the same love.
travailler pour la communauté noire, c'est un appel naturel que tu dois avoir. Tu ne peux
Mmh.
pas te forcer.
C'est
Quand
ça.
tu vois une personne travailler pour notre communauté, c'est une personne qui a été élue avant sa naissance pour le faire.
We are having church here today, people, because when you see a person doing the work, and it's because doing the work for our people is not easy. That's what she's saying, and that's what I've been saying. Doing the work for our people is not easy. So you have to know when any brother and sister is out there genuinely doing the work for our people, know that they're called before they were born. Know that they're called before they're born doing the work because they came to do something for us as brothers and sisters out here. Woo! Hot
En
sister.
tout cas, je ne sais pas si vous avez vu qu'est-ce qui se passe à l'école et je vais vous donner le nom. Et c'est important qu'on touche ça avant de finir aussi. Bedford à Côte-des-Neiges.
Bedford
C'est
School de
une
Côte des
école.
Neiges.
Et si vous remarquez qu'est-ce qui se passe, depuis 8 ans, des Arabes maltraitent des enfants. Et on va se dire la vérité, ce ne sont pas des enfants des Québécois, parce que les Québécois n'habitent pas dans ces lieux-là. Dans ces places-là, c'est vraiment des multiculturels. Ça veut dire que ce sont nos enfants. Des Arabes les maltraitent, les crachent dans la face, les gifles. Ils mettent leurs doigts dans des portes, ils ferment les portes, ils les traitent de n'importe quoi. Mais c'est atroce qu'est-ce qui se passe, parce que moi, je sais que ce n'est pas seulement dans cette école-là. Je sais que l'école sur Saint-Michel, la même chose se fait aussi. J'ai déjà porté plainte au ministère de la Famille. Ils m'ont dit, oh, c'est pas dans les garderies aussi, on bat nos enfants, on donne des gifles à nos enfants, on crache dans la face de nos enfants, on maltraite nos enfants. Et si vous regardez, les garderies des Noirs se ferment, les garderies des Arabes s'ouvrent parce que les gens qui vont regarder, qui vont, comment dire, qui travaillent comme pour les permis, tout et tout, c'est souvent des Arabes. Fait que nos garderies se ferment, les garderies des Arabes s'ouvrent et nos enfants se font beaucoup maltraiter. Je suis désolée si je le dis ainsi, c'est pas de division que je suis en train de mettre. Je parle d'une réalité que beaucoup ne sont pas au courant. Et nos enfants se font maltraiter par des Arabes, par des écoles arabes. Nos enfants se font battre là-dedans, et je trouve ça triste. Et je rends grâce, je rends gloire aux ancêtres qui ont pu faire en sorte que cette affaire-là sort au grand jour. Imagine-toi, cette école, il le faisait depuis 8 ans.
Oui,
Fait.
attends, sir. Okay, pause, pause, pause. That's my okay, guys. So, like I said, so now, and even as Sister Anastasia is mentioning this, that you guys check it out if you have not heard about it, just simply Google Bedford Cote des Neiges School mistreatment, whatever you want. It's been 8 years that this school has been abusing children, our young little boys and girls, predominantly from the melanin dominant community. And unfortunately, the school is administratively, basically, it seems like there's a lot of Arabic people within there running the schools. The problem is they've been abusing our children for years. So now, again, as we said before, it is the era where everything that's being done in darkness, thank God, is finally coming to light. So now what's happening is we're coming to understand that there's been all kind of atrocities done in the school. Now the question is, community, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to
Ben, c'est
now
ça.
sit back and just watch, or are we like, okay, I said, let me just tell this quick story. I was speaking with an elder, right? His father in the nos aînés dans la communauté, elle a presque, je pense qu'elle a 73 ans. Elle va avoir 73 ans cette année. And when so she's about 73. And when I spoke to her about some of the atrocities, she said, "You know what the problem is?" And first of all, I have to give a disclaimer. In no way am I advocating for violence, or am I advocating for the community to go out and do anything that is unlawful. Okay, that's my disclaimer. I'm putting that out there. But I have to say, she's like, "Do you think any other community, any other culture would accept for their babies to be abused like we do?" We let it happen, and we do not respond as a people. And I'm sorry, but she's like, yo, if that was her little baby that was burnt, if that was her child that was burnt by hot water, that house would not have been there. That found like that woman cannot be living comfortably in her area. This school, if my child was in this school and being abused, there would be consequences to actions. That's all I'm going to say. But sister in the maison, see, and you know what's funny? I'm sorry to go into this tangent, but what Anastasia said is one of the things that we're lacking as a community is that empathy for each other. We're very quick to be like, oh, well, it's not happening to me, so I'm not getting involved. It's not happening to my child, so I'm not getting involved. And that is the wrong answer. These babies in this school now in Côte d'Ivoire, and I'm coming to find out these are our children. Like, these are our babies. It is our responsibility. That child that was burnt, that is my son. That is my nephew. It is my responsibility. That is what Anastasia is saying that we have to do as a community. Pardon, ça. Continue.
Ben c'est vraiment ça, c'est notre responsabilité. Et moi, je suis contente que tout se passe en même temps. C'est pas quelque chose de banal. Tout arrive en même temps. Et ceci dit, avant la marche,
Well
ça veut
said.
dire que tu n'as plus d'excuses pour rester chez toi pour dire, ben là, moi, ça me concerne pas. Parce que tu sais pas si ton enfant qui est dans l'autre école, qu'on l'a pas fait la même chose, parce qu'actuellement, le gouvernement a mis quatre écoles et en ce sens, on est en train de mener des enquêtes sur ces quatre écoles-là. Qui dit que c'est pas l'école de ton enfant? Qui dit que c'est pas l'école de l'enfant de l'autre? Il y a une école sur Saint-Michel, là, Ludjo. Moi, je suis sûre que Ludjo fait partie de ces écoles qu'on est en train de mener des enquêtes dessus.
Jesus. Okay. Now look. All right. Première chose, Anastasia. On peut pas juste dire des choses comme ça sur la radio, Anastasia. On peut pas. Ça après, on peut juste dire des choses. On a plein de personnes qui nous écoutent. Mais qu'est-ce qu'on peut dire, c'est que de notre avis, on pense que c'est sûr
Oui,
que.
on pense que Lujo, ouais.
On va pas dire c'est sûr qu'ils sont sur la liste. Sinon quoi, c'est pas nice pour eux. So now I'm just saying. Mais tu parles de ça à cause que tu as une expérience déjà. Tu sais,
Ben
30
oui,
ans
je
déjà.
travaille avec des parents, avec des jeunes. Moi, je vais rencontrer la police quand les jeunes se font poignarder, quand les jeunes se font piquer, la façon que les professeurs les traitent, fait que je vois, tu comprends? Je vois qu'est-ce qui se passe. Comme déjà, l'espace de l'idiot, c'est vraiment pas un espace où ce que des enfants devaient étudier. On dirait qu'ils sont enfermés dans une prison.
Non, tu
Le
vois, but
bâtiment en tant que tel.
non. Fait où qu'on est rendu maintenant en termes de communauté, c'est temps qu'on se mobilise, c'est temps qu'on s'éduque. It's time that we start to mobilize people, it's time that we start to educate ourselves, it's time that we start to empower ourselves and the people around within the community. Fait, OK, on a le marche qui arrive ce samedi.
Oui, on a une marche qui arrive ce samedi. Le thème, c'est ici, c'est chez nous. Le Québec, c'est chez nous. On est là pour rester. Je ne dis pas que vous n'avez pas vos pays. C'est pas ça que je suis en train de dire. Mais vous payez vos taxes où? Vous payez vos taxes où, s'il vous plaît? Vous allez chez le médecin où?
Well said.
Vous travaillez où? Ça veut dire que vous le faites au Québec. Ça veut dire que c'est chez toi. Comment ça se fait que tu n'as pas, on ne veut pas te donner le même droit que tout le monde, tandis que tu fais partie du développement durable du Québec? Pourquoi vos enfants sont en danger? Maintenant, quand ton enfant va à la garderie ou à l'école, tu as peur pour qu'une voisine folle alliée ne la brûle pas. Est-ce que c'est
Yo,
normal?
c'est pas normal du tout. Non, c'est presque, c'est comme si on avait besoin de notre propre cabinet dans le gouvernement de la province qui représente la communauté, qui représente nos besoins. On a besoin
Bien
de
sûr.
notre propre cabinet, notre propre bureau dans le gouvernement pour être sûr que eux. Tu sais, de la même façon qu'ils font pour la communauté autochtone, pour la communauté gay, pour les femmes, pour toute autre culture, toute autre communauté, on a besoin de ça pour nous aussi. On a besoin d'avoir un espace, un bureau pour nous, pour être sûr qu'ils ne nous oublient pas, pour être sûr que nos besoins, ils sont toujours sur la table. Parce que c'est comme s'ils nous oublient, même si nous, on a fait beaucoup de choses. Je pense que maintenant, on arrive à une élection bientôt, si je ne me trompe pas. Je pense que c'est temps, en termes de communauté, qu'on utilise notre force vocale. Mais encore, qu'est-ce qu'on est en train de dire? Ce n'est pas juste pour la communauté noire. C'est pour nos alliés aussi, pour nous soutenir dans nos besoins. Parce que, yo, ça affecte tout le monde. Le racisme affecte tout le monde. L'injustice affecte tout le monde. Et c'est fou qu'est-ce qui est en train de passer. C'est OK.
Oui,
Oh.
parce que depuis quelque temps, tu ressens, regarde les nouveaux arrivants que le groupe veut déplacer du Québec. C'est du
C'est vrai.
n'importe quoi. C'est quelque chose qu'on n'a jamais entendu de notre vie, là, qui est en train de se passer. Pourquoi? Parce que nous avons fermé la bouche pendant 4 ans.
T'as raison.
Pendant 4 ans, on laisse tout passer.
Ouais.
Moi,
Wow.
j'ai un message à faire passer avant de finir Farou.
Okay, go ahead.
Que tu sois Barbadien, que tu sois Jamaïcain, que tu sois Saint-Lucien, que tu sois en tout cas, peu importe d'où
Le
ce que tu
Trinidad.
sors, Trinidad, c'est ça, Trinidadien, peu importe d'où ce que tu sors, tu dois comprendre quelque chose. Que tu sois haïtien, que tu sois africain, quand on nous voit, on ne connaît pas la nationalité. On voit la couleur de la peau. Ce n'est pas la nationalité que ces gens-là voient. C'est pour ça que même si tu as 20 ans au Québec, tu es né au Québec, ils osent dire retourne chez toi, malgré que tu as la citoyenneté. Parce que eux autres, c'est la couleur de la peau qu'ils voient avant tout.
Mais ça, on est né ici. Il y a des gens qui sont nés à Québec. Moi, je
Yes!
suis né ici à Québec. Moi, I'm a Montreal. I'm born Montreal, Québec. I am a Quebecer by blood, like born and raised. Mais même, ils me traitent comme si ils essayaient de m'envoyer quelque part d'autre. Retourne chez toi. J'habite ici, mon gars, j'habite à Montréal, comme
Tu sais
toi.
pourquoi ils osent dire ça? Parce que nous n'avons jamais réclamé notre droit. C'est pour ça, maintenant, on réclame notre droit. Ici, c'est chez nous. On est là pour rester.
This is
Maintenant,
our
tu comprends le
home.
slogan?
This is our home. We are here to stay. You guys hear this? So the slogan for this year's march, and again, I do not like having to say this year's march. We should not have to be marching every couple of years. But guys, enough is enough. And as you guys mobilize, as you guys make moves to march, we want to hear from you. We're going to be putting things into place this year, this time around, where it's time that we galvanize this energy. If we're going to mobilize 150,000 people, we better get 150,000 people to sign up to a petition, to a newsletter, to a something that's going to say that yes, we are committing to work together to make change. That's what we want to see happen. Like, see, I guess I'm saying just put on call, just pour répéter. C'est laid, de mon opinion, d'avoir dire qu'il faut faire le marche de cette année. Parce qu'on n'a pas. Nous, on ne devrait pas avoir de marche à chaque quelques années à cause qu'il y avait une injustice. C'est fou. Et cette année, on est en train de faire une marche. Et la marche va avoir une puissance. C'est important que ça n'arrête pas là. C'est que si on se mobilise, si on mobilise 150 000 personnes, on veut que 150 000 personnes ils signent un type de pétition pour dire qu'ils sont tannés, qu'ils embarquent sur simplement un newsletter de quoi, ils embarquent sur de quoi pour dire que oui, l'union fait la force et on est là pour travailler ensemble pour faire une différence pour la communauté.
Ouais,
Like
moi je
once
suis
and for
d'accord.
all. Right, c'est comme maintenant c'est le temps pour ça, c'est le temps de faire de quoi concret. C'est on va fait, maintenant pour donner les détails. Fait, maintenant on a tout parlé de tout, tout. All right. Maintenant les détails pour ce samedi, où est-ce que les gens se rencontrent?
OK,
Where
la
do people
marche,
get together?
c'est facile, c'est à la place Émilie Gamelin, c'est à la même place qu'on avait fait la marche de Joy Floyd. On commence à 11 h, s'il vous plaît, soyez là à l'heure, parce que la police maintenant nous watch pour l'heure parce qu'on est toujours en retard.
True, true, true. So, guys, so we are meeting. Do you guys remember Emily? I can't remember Emily. You know the Barrie Metro Station, that part of the West. What's it called again? Emily,
Émilie Gamelin.
Emily Gamelin Park. Thank you. The one right at the Metro, Barrie Metro, where we kicked off the march last time for the George Floyd. We're gonna be there. We're meeting there for 11 a.m. Please, beautiful people, come on time. Because the police is on us this year, they really want to make sure that we start and we end on time. We're meeting there. We're gonna be hitting pretty much the same route we did for George Floyd. So we'll leave from there. We're going up to Sherbrooke. We're walking down. I think it's to Union. The map is gonna be out. You guys will get the details in time, but regardless, just follow the movement, follow the sound, follow the people. And then we're coming back down to René Lévesque, and then we are just running down, not running, marching down René Lévesque until we get to about Peel. And that's where we're going to end, right there by that park right across corner of Peel and René Lévesque. Est-ce
Ben
que...
voilà, c'est ça. On vous
All right.
attend tous en grand nombre ce samedi. Si vous ne parlez pas, vous ne défendez pas vos enfants, il n'y a personne qui va le faire pour vous. C'est tout.
Oui. Anastasia just dropped her words. If you do not stand for your children, no one is going to stand for them. So, beautiful people, Anastasia, encore, je vous remercie. Oh, attends. So, anybody, as you guys already know, the OFC, we are actively, very heavily involved. So, we are one of the contact outlets. So, if people want more information, they want to get involved, they want to volunteer, they want to help, reach out. You can reach out to us at the OFC. Hit us up by phone or WhatsApp, 514-651-4545, or you can email support. At ofccommunity.com. And c'est juste, est-ce que tu veux donner un contact de ton bas, de notre bas? Parce que nous, de notre
Non,
bas.
ils peuvent te contacter. Je te laisse cette partie-là. Et une autre chose, Pao, je ne sais pas si les gens ils peuvent avoir un chandail comme ça qui écrit Le Québec, c'est chez nous, on est là pour rester, ce serait bien.
Ooh, well, I could make it happen. So, okay. It would be nice. You know what? Say less, sister. Je vais faire qu'est-ce qu'on peut. Québec, chez nous. Ça serait, you know what? Nous, on va faire qu'est-ce qu'on peut faire. Si c'est possible de les commander avant, on va le faire. Au pire, on va les faire, on va les mettre disponibles samedi quand les gens arrivent. Mais on va faire
OK.
qu'est-ce qu'on peut. S'il y a des gens qui nous écoutent maintenant, ils veulent être commandites, ils veulent nous soutenir pour faire des choses comme ça, pour faire nos t-shirts, ça serait exceptionnel. Guys, if we have anybody out there, it would be awesome because we would like to create a t-shirt that get with the slogan on it that Quebec is our home and we are here to stay. It would be awesome. En français aussi. Dis encore en français. Québec, c'est chez nous.
Le Québec, c'est chez nous, on est là pour rester.
Québec, c'est chez nous. Et on est là pour rester. We're going to have these bilingual t-shirts. If you're out there and you're listening to us and you want to be a sponsor, you want to help make it happen, reach out to the OFC. It would be awesome to have you on board and we will make these t-shirts available to the community. So, comme d'habitude, on t'apprécie. J'apprécie le temps, l'effort et tout que tu fais pour la communauté. Je sais que c'est pas
Merci.
facile. J'espère bientôt. Ok, même on peut être plus. On a besoin de plus de ressources, guys. As we're talking, guys. Hey, Anastasia and I, we do a lot of work out here in these streets. Hey, it's not easy. C'est pas facile. Et s'il y a des gens qui veulent s'embarquer pour soutenir les efforts de nos programmes, lâche nos coups de fil. So please, if you want to support and encourage what we're doing financially. Get involved, reach out to us because it is not easy doing the work that we do.
Bao,
Yes, sister.
je parlais avec Renzel, j'ai dit à Renzel, j'ai dit OK. Et parce qu'ils m'ont appelé, et Renzel a fait en sorte que la communauté m'a acheté un microphone. Parce que Renzel a dit non, 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 c'est trop là. Anastasia, t'es tout
Oui,
le
oui.
temps en train de.
Yo,
Renzel, ils m'ont acheté un microphone.
yo.
Là, j'ai parlé avec Renzel, j'ai dit à Renzel, j'ai dit, et moi, 10 000 dollars, ça me ferait du bien aussi, hein. Fais un levée
Yeah, yo,
de
Anastasia. Et tu vois comment t'es humble, humble, comment on dit en français, humble? Parce que ça, t'as besoin de plus que 10 000 $, ça. Si on pouvait faire de quoi, nous, en termes de community, c'est notre responsabilité de faire un level pour un moins 50 000, au moins pour un salaire. Et si c'est pour un salaire, comme la majorité des personnes dans la communauté, ils font de quoi pour la communauté? Ils font de 80 000 jusqu'à 120 000
On ne peut pas
l'année.
travailler, hein? Quand
Yo!
tu es dans la communauté, tu travailles comme ça. Quand tu envoies ton CV, on regarde ton CV, on te dit non. Toutes les femmes, les gens, ils ne comprennent pas travailler pour la communauté. C'est ça que je vais te dire. Si tu n'as pas un appel sur ta tête, tu ne peux pas le faire. C'est
Parce que,
impossible.
you know what people don't realize aussi, c'est que à cause que tu défends la communauté et tu es dans les médias, les gens te voient. Il y a des gens qui ne t'engagent pas. Like, guys, you don't realize that because of the
C'est
work that
ça.
she does, she goes out and she advocates on behalf of the community and she is in the media's eyes. There's people who will not hire her. So it's hard, even real talk and being very transparent and being very vulnerable, just sharing the reality when it comes to when you're a community builder, a community worker, it's not easy. There's a financial strain on your entire life. And if we as a community don't come together to support those who are working for us, you guys don't understand the reality that us as community workers have to go through. So again, we're making light of it and we're kind of making jokes about it, but the reality is it is our responsibility if we have to raise a budget to be able to provide a salary for the queen so that she can continue to do the work and advocate on behalf of the community full time. It's our work to do that. And you know what? I'm gonna say, as the OFC, it's one of the things that I am gonna bring to our board. It is important that the advocacy part of what we do is given the same amount of support as we do for the mental health initiatives that we do, for the youth initiatives that we do. It's important that we put just as much effort and work into the advocacy side of what we do. So, sister, we got you. On va en discuter. On va voir qu'est-ce qu'on peut faire en termes de communauté pour nous encourager, mais aussi pour être vraiment spécifique, pour t'encourager pour les efforts que tu es en train de faire. And shout out
Ah,
to.
merci, c'est
Ah,
gentil.
my sister, ça me fait plaisir. And shout out to our brother Renzel, who's been out here doing the work, doing the advocacy, helping us and just creating that awareness. Brother Renzel, we see you and we appreciate you guys. Check him out. Anastasia, est-ce que les gens peuvent te suivre en ligne? Est-ce qu'il y a des quoi
Ben, il y a ma
personnel?
page Facebook, mais Facebook ferme tout le temps ma page. Fait que toi, tu as le plein. Oh, tu connais l'histoire de ma vie. Fait que toi,
guys.
tu as le flyer, tu peux le partager dans ton réseau, mais moi, Facebook, chaque jour, ils me disent, oh, on bloque ta page pendant 11 heures. On bloque ta page pendant. Dès que j'organise des marches, c'est toujours comme ça. Ben, c'est pas grave, là.
That's it.
Je
But you
crois
know
que le
what?
travail se fait.
C'est fait, but guys, you can check us out on the Ligue des Noirs Nouvelle Génération on Facebook. We try to post some stuff on there, so you guys can check that out. So that is the Black Coalition New Generation on Facebook. And again, I'm going to say this: if you are a community organization on the out there and you want to get involved, you want to participate in the march, you want to support in any way, you can help us to create awareness about the march. Please reach out. We're looking for more community partners who want to stand together, join arms, lock arms, and to be able to say that we're here. We are here for the people. We're here to support each other. Okay. Encore une
Ciao.
fois,
Avant de finir, je tiens à dire merci à toutes les organismes qui participent à cette marche. On a la Ligue des Noirs du Québec, on a la Fédération des Africains, on a et Média Lakai qui est à Repentigny. Fait, et on a plusieurs autres organisations qui se sont alliées avec nous pour pouvoir organiser cette marche parce que la cause, ce n'est pas une question de cause pas et, ou ma cause à moi, genre, c'est une question de cause de la communauté. Et je suis vraiment contente de voir que tout le monde se sont mis ensemble pour cette cause.
Well said, sister. Great way to close out this interview. Merci encore, sœur. Encore, c'est dommage qu'on est ici encore, mais en espérant que c'est la dernière fois qu'il faut qu'on mobilise comme ça, parce que cette fois-ci, on va se mobiliser et on va faire de quoi fort pour faire un changement pour la future génération. Sœur, je vous apprécie. Merci encore d'être un invité sur notre émission OFC
Moi
Podcast
aussi.
Radio. And I'm just looking forward to seeing the community en grand nombre. Guys, we're looking forward to seeing you guys come out this coming Saturday for the march. And guys, this is it. Quebec is our home and we are here to stay. Quebec est chez nous et on est là pour rester.
Bonne soirée.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Actually, it's time to ungrind those gears. Let's get into some interesting facts, tips, and a whole lot of fun with Gina the Gray.
What the fuck is going on? Today I have a little less of a fact and a bit more of a tool. Yes, let's call it a tool. So it's called the DICCC method. And In this method, it's considered that your mind is a powerful tool, but you have to know how to use it right. And it's not enough to just want something. You have to be specific about it. So the DICCC is be direct, instruct, command, compel, and code. Because essentially, your body does what your brain tells it to. And so, for example, if you say, and you want to put it out to the universe, and you want to pray that you want to get pregnant, or you want better eyesight, it's better to start saying, I command my body to conceive, carry, and deliver a perfect, healthy, robust baby. Or I direct, construct, command, compel, and code both my eyes to heal perfectly and properly right away. By using direct language, you're telling your mind that it is important. Your thoughts create your reality, so give your mind the best instruction possible. Stop wishing and start commanding. And this is whether or not you see this from a religious perspective, a spiritual perspective, call it prayer, call it meditation. It's wanting is, and you know, words matter, right? So, oh, well, I want a good day versus I'm having a good day, or I have a good day are two different. There are two different sayings. Want can leave you wanting, having will have you full, if I were to try to put it in words from that standpoint. And that was kind of my facts of the day, because I believe it to be fact, because I do believe that we are the master of our own universes. Another little tidbit that I came across. So it's the knowledge and or the question that if you had $86,400 in your account, and someone came and took $60 out of your account, would you throw away your whole account because of it? The natural response is to say no. And so to that same thought process, there are 86,400 seconds in a given day. And just because someone might come and ruin 60 seconds of it, you shouldn't throw your whole day away. Just let it go. Call it the debit or call it the credit or whatever of your day. Let it be at peace, but there's still 86,340 more seconds in a given day that you can grasp it and make it better and make it your own. When I was going through social media, I came across two very interesting things. One, the first, and maybe this is a bit of what the facts, the first was Rihanna's SOS song. The writer had said that he didn't quite know where he was going with it. And so the second verse onwards, like he just made up on the go, and he basically used 80s song titles. So the number one 80s song titles to make that verse, and it just kind of worked. So I kind of challenge everyone to go and try to seek out what those songs were and who they belong to. And they were number one 80s hit songs. I might turn that into a trivia, to be honest. Who's to know? In other news, the Montreal, what is this called? The City of Montreal, or the Montreal City Services website is now allowing you to have access to a map of where they have construction. And the joke is, and because, excuse me, as you guys all know, there's a joke out there that says, you know, Montreal's going to be beautiful once it's done because it's just constantly under construction. Well, this map proves to be true. So when you look at the map at its wide scale, you essentially see that the whole of Montreal is pretty much under construction, save maybe, so except for these couple of areas like Montreal East, Mont Royal, Côte Saint-Luc, and the vast majority of the West Island, except Ile-Bazar and really along the lines of Gouin. Now, it's an interactive map, and so when you kind of zoom in, you'll get to see like the different points and where that is. And so it's not necessarily the whole city that's in construction, but for example, Ville-Marie has like multiple different points that pretty much say like 263 locations of construction, 81 locations of construction. And it kind of goes along that route on the whole entire island of Montreal. And quite honestly, I don't know what to say to this at this point too. And I'm just hoping that it's not entirely about creating bike paths all over the places. Someone had, oh, they were showing, because you know what, talking about construction, they were showing that in Switzerland, when you do have constructions, they do have these movable overpaths. So what they would do is that they would create these overpaths over construction to not have to disrupt, you know, the traveling and the rush hours of all these things. And the other thing too probably would be reduction in renting orange cones, which seems to be a business of its own within Montreal, to be honest. And so that's kind of bit of what I came across on social media gone wild. But if you go to service.montreal.ca, carte, C-A-R-T-E-S, slash carts, C-A-R-T-E-S, slash entrave, you will get that in French. Now, you know, I don't really see much spaces to turn things in English these days, but you'll be able to see where they have all those construction spots. Now it's time for trivia, and it's just me, folks. So I'm going to give you your question. I'll give you a bit of a time to kind of seek out the answer, to play amongst, you know, who you have in your car, or just, you know, against yourself, because that's really what life is about. And let's go ahead and get into these trivia questions for today. Which freezes faster, hot or cold water? The answer is that thanks to the Mbempa effect, I hope I said that right, hot water actually freezes faster. Weighing around 8 pounds, this is the human body's largest organ. What organ is that? Often underrated, often forgotten, it's the skin. You know, we always talk about all the other organs in terms of your kidney, your lungs, your this, that, and the third, but your skin is often the least protected organ that you have, the first contact to all the pollutions in the airs and the absorptions of what's around you. So, you know, treat the skin you're in with gentleness. It's important. Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa hangs in what museum? In the Louvre, Museum in Paris. How many states does the Appalachian Trail cross? So that's in the US, the Appalachian Trails. Isn't that, the Adirondacks are part of the Appalachian Trails, if I'm not mistaken. I just have to Google that, because I'm actually interested in knowing what states those that comes across. The answer is 14. So across 14 states, the Appalachian Trails cross. What sport was featured on the first Curve US coin in 2014? A little hint in the question there. Which sport was featured on the first curved coin in 2014? That's relatively recent. Baseball. Curveball, baseball, get it? I assume that's the correlation that I got, that personally. Relative to the internet, what does URL stand for? Now, we all heard of URL. We all pretty much use URLs. But what does URL stand for? It stands for Uniform Resource Locator. What actor plays Ken in the 2023 blockbuster movie Barbie? Did you guys like that movie? I thought it was okay. I think I have to rewatch it because it seems like it was a lot deeper than I initially watched. And I was probably just watching it from one eye. You know what I mean? But who played Ken in Barbie's 2023 blockbuster movie? Our fellow Canadian, Ryan Gosling. Michael Flatley danced his way to fame in what Irish-inspired show? I'm really hoping most people know this one. And I feel like you can see them do it. Like you can envision it, no? Well, it's the Irish dance, the River Dance. In 1994, what Quentin Tarantino movie stars John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson as a hitman? This is definitely one of my top movies that I've ever watched, and I can go back to and watch over and over again, to be honest. And Quentin's a little quirky with how he does his things, but I definitely do appreciate his movies, to be honest. Answer is Pulp Fiction. I have two final questions. The before last question is, on average, which grows faster, fingernails or toenails? And I feel like this is a little tricky because I feel like my fingernails break more than my toenails. And so it feels like my toenails actually grow faster, but it's the fingernails. The fingernails do grow faster than toenails. And finally, given that we are in the month of October, the month of Halloween, the month of Dia de la Muerte, I am going to give you a final question that asks, which author penned the apocalyptic novel The Stand? Let me tell you, I'm not a horror movie lover, if you will. I actually stay very clear to horror movies. At most, I go through the thrillers. Maybe I'll do a thriller-inspired trivia for next week. But the author who penned the apocalyptic novel, The Stand, that did turn into a movie and was very scary, in my opinion, was Stephen King, who to me is the king of scary novels, at least from like back in the 80s and 90s. And ladies and gentlemen, that was trivia. I hope you got your fill for the day, for the week, and maybe learned something or just knew all the answers. Either way, congratulations and thank you for playing. And I grind, you grind, and sometimes we need to ungrind together. That's Ungrind My Gears with Gina the Great.
Wow, 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 wow. What an interview with our sister, our queen, Anastasia Marcelin. We are super glad to have her on our team. Guys, I try my best to translate, all right? Just so you guys could be able to stay in the loop. And if you didn't, I think it's time that you're in French. Like, I'm just saying, we live in Montreal, Quebec. I know the way they force it down your throat, no one's down. But I'm just saying, it's more empowering for you to know French, and it's good for your future generations, all right? If there's any key parts in the interview that you just feel that you missed and you really need to hear, reach out to your boy. It'd be my pleasure to retranslate. But for the most part, I did the best that I could with what I had. So look, I just gotta, you know, this has been a really awesome week, a lot going on. So again, shout out to the community who has been out there supporting and encouraging all initiatives and everything that we have going on. Within the OFC, we're launching a new, what we're calling the business circle. You guys know we used to have the OFC weekly, where we get together on a weekly basis. Now we're doing a bi-weekly basis. So that is cool. I've been working on that and setting that up for the community. Every week, or actually every second week within the OFC, members get to meet new members. So that is really cool. So people who are out there and you're looking to connect with people who share the same values as you, you definitely want to be a part of the OFC, because that is what we're doing. We are here building and bridging gaps between people, between individuals, businesses, and as well as organizations. I had an awesome opportunity to connect with a bunch of different organizations in St. Lucia. It's been exceptional. So again, a huge shout out to our brother. So it was awesome. I was able to connect with our brother Barry George from Silver Shadow Dance in St. Lucia. He's a great resource, and it's awesome because you guys know how to get down. So I'm in St. Lucia. I'm killing like three birds, one stone. I should say, feeding four birds with one hand. Not just feeding three birds with one hand. Feeding four birds. No, actually, I only fed three birds. Sorry. Three birds. So one, connected with Barry. It was awesome for West End. It was great because, as you guys know, they are our culture ambassadors, so they're here bridging these gaps. Then it was cool because I'm also with the vice president of the St. Lucia Toronto Association. That was awesome. We were able to bridge that gap. And then, cherry on top, as you guys know, I'm on the board for the Montreal World Carnival. So I was also able to bridge a gap there. So you guys know your boy's always doing that work. Everything is undertoned and underlined with the OFC, so that goes without saying. So that was awesome to be able to create that connection, to create that bridge. Shout out to all the birthdays. We had Sister Tashana celebrate her birthday. A couple of weeks ago, we had Sister Lorraine from Living Legend celebrate her birthday. We've had birthdays right through. So again, I just want to send that love, send an appreciation to everybody who's out there. I'm trying to think of any other awesome things. You know, Gina usually does a great job of asking me what's going on for the weekend, and I have all kinds of awesome things, but you know, there's been a lot going on, but it's just work as usual. One thing I have to put out there is if you guys are looking to diversify your income and you're looking to get involved into different business and you're interested in the world of senior care, reach out to us. We have a meeting this coming Saturday where we're going to be doing an introduction to actually part two of Like Family coming into the province of Quebec. So that is going to be dope. So that's one of the cool initiatives that we have going on for you guys as members of the community, as a collective investment. And one thing just to plug for you guys, organizations who are out there, look up Big Ideas 2.0. There's a funding stream right now to support you and your organization. I don't know, depending on what level you are, whether you're on the startup phase, you need some help to expand, or you're looking to build a community space, this grant is for you. So definitely check out the Big Ideas grant. Aside from that, I want to shout out Setsy, always doing the work. People, it is time that we plug in and we understand what's going on in AI. Setsy has a bunch of awesome initiatives going on with them there. So definitely check them out to find out more about that. Last, we were far from least for our homeschoolers out there. Reach out to the OFC. We are sharing resources to help those who are in homeschool or homeschooling their children. We're bridging gaps and introducing each other homeschoolers so they get the opportunity to connect. That has been my week. Again, I thank you guys. I love you guys. Send you all kind of love and peace. And thank you for supporting and looking forward to having you guys meet that march, supporting for your community, representing for your community, representing for the people. I hope you guys have been enjoying MCD Solo. We're going to drop another. Well, this is one of my favorites. Let's MCD Solo Like I Do.
Think I'd realize that things didn't change, we are not the same. I just wanna know why we playing all these games. I don't know, I just want that old thing, man. I just want my twin flame, man. Instead we go into tit for tat. I hurt you, then you hurt me. Hurt you, then you hurt me back. Can't nobody love you like I do. Can't nobody love you like I do. I know, I know, I know it girl, it's true. I know, I know, I know it girl, it's true. Can't
Explosion waiting to happen, anger mixed with passion. Started off passive, now we overreacting. Damn, this is what happens when Cupid only grazes. Cause we loving each other in phases. You see, first it was so intense, now it's Jordan under defense. Faded, outside nice, inside tainted, plated. I really do hate this. What am I saying? What am I thinking? She held me down when everyone was shifting. She stayed right there when everyone was missing. She gave her ear when no one else would listen. Damn, what am I thinking? Yeah, I really should fix this, cause
can't nobody love you like I do.
Can't nobody love you.
Can't nobody love you like
can't
I do.
Nobody love
I know you know it, girl, it's true.
I know you know
it, girl, it's true. Can't nobody love me like you do.
Can't nobody
love me like you do.
Nobody
I know it, girl, it's true.
Kings and Queens, this was the OFC Podcast Radio with Pharaoh Hammond Freeman, Queen Kaya, and myself, Gina the Great. We're on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. Stay blessed and highly favored.
OFC Podcast Radio.